The Morning Playhouse.
With Ciro, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
Y94. 6:31 in the morning, 20 degrees at the Playhouse Studio. Ciro, Rat, and Maggie. Y94, the number one hit music station. At 8:15 this morning, your next shot at up to $1,000 free money in the Morning Playhouse Payhouse game board. You download it at Y94.com, and some sweet nothings texted to Maggie at 35270. Might get you caught up on the game board if you need to get caught up. I hear that she likes compliments.
Yeah.
Call her toll. That is the way to Maggie's heart.
It is.
Maybe that and breakfast dropped off. Maggie really likes it when you bring enough breakfast for three people because Maggie is hungry. She especially likes it when you bring three coffees. One black, two with two creams, and one with two sugars, and one with three sugars. If you need that, she can text that back to you, too. You can do that. Anyway, Playhouse mailbag situation. Maybe you can help Andy out here. I imagine there's some people that have been in a similar situation out there. Andy says, my ex-wife and I have a 5 and 8-year-old together, and co-parenting while divorced has been absolute pure torture. She wants to be the fun parent, the no-rules parent. They go over there and do whatever they want, whenever they want. And when they come back to me, it takes days and days and days to calm down and start following the rules again. And I feel like a big old meanie. I end up trying to take toys away as punishment, timeouts. And it got really bad then when my 5-year-old told me that I mean he doesn't like it here and that mom's house is the only place that they can be happy and do what they want to do. It hurts to hear your kids say things like this. I want to be the fun parent, but I also want to be one that has some set of rules. Any advice for other divorced parents out there on how to handle something like this? So the gist of it really is you got two parents, they go over to mom's house, and it's just chaos. They do whatever they want, whenever they want, and then they go back to dad. They're all riled up. He's trying to calm them down, has to have some punishments. He's taking toys away. He's trying to get things back to where they need to be, and then they're like, no, we don't like it here. We like mom's house. She lets us do what we want to do. I know there's people out there that have dealt with something kind of like that and have some advice for Andy. A 237 hits in text 35270. I'm guessing the advice probably isn't buy them lots of toys and candy and be fun also.
Oh, that's too bad.
Because that would have been handy. Handy for Andy. If you have some thoughts, 237 hits, or you can always text us real quick at 35270.
Here we go.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Super crazy.
Y94.
Y94, the number one hit music station. Ciro, Rat, and Maggie. So in the middle of a Playhouse mailbag, I think we can probably grab a couple of pretty good thoughts for Andy here. Now, rather than read the whole email again, let me just kind of explain to you what's going on here. He is a divorced dad, and he is co-parenting with his ex-wife, and it sounds like they do share custody, but I think they probably spend, it sounds like, a little bit more time at dad's house. They have a 5 and 8-year-old together, and the kids go over to mom's house, and she doesn't really have any rules at all. She tries to be the fun parent. They do whatever they want. They have the run of the house. Well, then they go back to dad's house, and it's different. There's rules there. They have to follow. There's punishment if you don't. He says it takes them days and days and days to calm down when they get back. He finds himself punishing left and right, taking toys away. There's timeouts. It's hard for him because, in fact, one of his kids actually said, we want to live with mom. It's funner over there. We don't like it here. We can't be happy here. So he has this situation where he feels like a meanie. He doesn't want to. And he's wondering if you've been in a similar situation, kind of help him out a little bit. 237 hits. You can text 35270. What were your thoughts for him?
My sister actually was dealing with the exact same thing with her husband, where she was the, quote, mean parent. She has two boys about the same age. And what she did is she sat them down and made up house rules and let them pick their own rules as well. So they were in on it. And then together they came up with a punishment if they were to break the rules. Mm-hmm. And so now if they do something that they're not supposed to, that's according to the house rules, all she has to do is say, okay, what do we do if something happens? And then they just say, go to my room.
So if you kind of come up with that as a family, maybe it's a little bit easier for them to comprehend and follow the rules.
Exactly. And they have rules like don't wear underwear on your head.
So some of them are just kind of silly and fun. I gotcha. Some of those texts, if you could, at 35270.
It may be tough, but at some point, kids will appreciate having rules. The fun parent is fun while they're young, but things will change. Somebody else says, in my experience, your ex will learn. My ex was the same way, but it started to bite her back when her environment let the kids run out of control. She eventually realized that she needed to punish the kids and couldn't always be the fun mom.
The issue, divorced co-parenting, at 237 hits, text 35270. You have mom who really wants to be the fun parent to this 5 and 8-year-old. And then you have dad who has strict rules, stuff that needs to happen, house rules in the house. And they call him mean. They say they wish they were over there because he's not as fun as she is. Maggie the Love Doctor, any thoughts?
I think he just needs to keep doing what he's doing. I mean, you know, it's his house, his rules type of thing, but he needs to have fun too. If he's really worried about it, I think he could maybe have a conversation with his ex-wife. Be like, hey, you know what? I really don't appreciate that when I get the kids back, they're unruly and don't like to follow any rules. So maybe she needs to set some at her place too.
Maybe try to coordinate a little bit where there's similar rules at each house. And he never mentioned if they had a conversation about it or not. Who knows if she'd be cooperative, but I don't think they've even talked about it yet from the looks of it. So you never know. Hi there.
Well, since my son was 3, I've been divorced from his father, and he's now 17. And the parent he respects the most is me. I wasn't the fun parent. I was the, you know, play-by-the-book mom, and he respects me, and he doesn't have very good thoughts about his father, which is sad, but he just knows that life isn't about fun.
All right, thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in. And what were you thinking?
You know, being in a similar situation, which is unfortunately so common, more so nowadays, I will just say from my perspective, the struggling co-parent is fighting an uphill battle. All I would recommend to do is be consistent in what they're already doing. Find ways to have fun, but just to remain headstrong, because eventually, I mean, everybody knows kids are resilient and they're not stupid, not one bit. And eventually those kids will see. I mean, there'll always be a difference and they'll be able to see the difference, but they'll understand what they were doing the entire time.
I like kind of your comment on the idea of it's possible to be both respected and have fun. You can do both. I really like kind of that idea there. As far as text go at 35270, what were you seeing, Rat?
My kids had the same situation, but their dad was the irresponsible one. We had to have a chat about the importance of rules. He still isn't as stern as I would like, but I appreciate that he is trying. You just have to find a way to communicate even though you're not together anymore. Somebody else pointing out, your ex-wife is taking the easy road. Having rules and structure for your kids will benefit them in the long run. Stand your ground and find friends to support you while they are with their mom so that you remain strong for you and them. Keep up the good parenting. Co-parenting is not easy.
Here is really the nice thing, Andy. I think Maggie had a good idea there with trying to communicate and see if that works. There is the possibility that you can be fun and be respected. I think we've gotten some good thoughts for you. And there's still some coming to the text club, so we'll forward those to you in email too. But I think something to remember, worst case scenario, even if she will not cooperate with you, even if you got your little 5-year-old calling you a meanie here for a couple of years, there is an age, there is a point where they will both see, both your 5-year-old and your 8-year-old, they will each see, okay, so mom, really, she just wants to be more of a friend. Like, we just kind of go over there and we play. She's a friend. And then you're the parent. Like, some parents just kind of want to be the friend. And there is an age where you see that. Like, this is the parent that taught me rules and taught me consequences and made me who I am. And then this is where we went and played and had recess.
See, and there's going to be that moment where the mom is going to reap what she sows. Because the kids will do that one thing that is way over the line, and she's going to realize, like, I created this own situation for myself.
I made this monstrosity happen. Well, you can't punish me. You never did anything before. Just come over here and do whatever I want. And that those things that they just do whatever they want, those get more horrifying as they get older. So she's going to have some fun things happening at her house. That's, like, the nice thing. Even if it sucks right now, trust me. They will see that eventually you were the one that was like the parent.
There's also a reason why a lot of moms say, you wait till your father gets home.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll do Justin Timberlake, Jay-Z, suit and tie in a couple of minutes. Rat, you got a rat report. What you going to talk about?
A little different today. I want to highlight some of the best parenting tweets of the week.
That on the way. News and weather. Maggie the Love Doctor in a bit, too.
Y94, the number one hit music station with the... hey, guys, you got a typo here.
What do you mean a typo?
You're the morning playhouse. The script says payhouse.
Nope, that's right.
Oh, you're the payhouse in the morning?
Till the budget runs out, we are.
Alrighty then. Y94 is the number one hit music station with the payhouse in the morning.
Money, 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 cash.
Download your game board now at Y94.com. Follow along weekday mornings at 8:15 a.m. Make a match. It pays to listen to the Playhouse in the Morning. We mean Payhouse in the Morning.
You want that money?
Y94.